So Free Press wants the FCC to reclassify. Just in a nutshell, what is the...
Well, so does Common Cause, so do I, so do a lot of folks, and I think there are millions of Americans. It's a difficult issue to explain. You can get in the weeds very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. But in a nutshell, it means you have public interest oversight of advanced telecommunications, just like you had over plain old telephone service. Right. You have consumer protections. You have universal service. You have public safety protections. I can't possibly conceive that the people who wrote the 1996 Telecommunications Act thought, well, we've got all these protections and everything for plain old telephone service. Now we're going to go to broadband and we'll have nothing there. I don't believe that. I think there's a public interest obligation to make sure that those consumer protections are just as present in broadband. They don't have to be exactly the same thing. But if you put it in Title II, classify broadband as Title II, then you can do those things. But the mistake the commission made back in 2010 was to say, well, we think we can do this over here in Title I, but there's no teeth in Title I. There's nothing there that would really allow you to do that without being contested in court every step of the way, and that's what happened. And when it got to court, said you can't do it. But the court did very strongly, more than hint, they pretty much said, by the way, if you had originally classified this stuff as telecommunications, as Title II, you could do this. So why not do it? Why is this even an issue?
So Title I, Title II, you're talking about the Telecommunications Act,
right,
which is the legal blueprint for a lot of the
right.
FCC's enforcement action. So right. So it's a really important moment. You said that we have a chance for new open internet rules this year,
right.
And it's an opportunity for, like you said, free speech TV viewers to really let their voices be heard on
right.
this.